This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Scholar Report with Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage, global business and all continents of concern to the U.S. economy right now and the global economy. We go to China. Headline in the Financial Times. Chinese developer Country Garden misses payment on dollar bond, say the creditors. Country Garden missed its final deadline for the coupon payment on a dollar bond, according to three creditors, making what was once China's biggest developer by sales the latest casualty of the country's property sector crisis. Chris, a very good day to you. Evergrande is already gone. Now Country Garden is gone. This is the hole at the center of the Chinese business plan. We also have a headline from the Financial Times that the Broadcom deal that is in abeyance, Broadcom VMware, is to be paused. Beijing is weighing holding up U.S. chipmaker Broadcom's $69 billion acquisition of cloud software company VM Software, a move that would come soon after Washington toughened rules to block Chinese access to high-performance semiconductors. So the property sector has collapsed. All those empty buildings will probably collapse too. And now China's again blocked from access to not just the high-end chips, the ordinary chips, the consumer chips. The Chinese economy you hear about anecdotally. There is a number that says that China's smartphone business is off 12%. Is that consistent with other parts of their manufacturing business off? Good evening to you, Chris.
Good evening, John. You're seeing one of the largest state-owned electronics firms that sells televisions globally and is the basis of most televisions in American households today, reported sales down 28% year over year in the first half of the year. So there's a clear indication that the global consumer is under pressure and is foregoing the new cell phone, the new TV where they can to be able to save dollars. Secondarily, if you look at the failure of Chinese developers, the real challenge that that's showing in the marketplace, Mr. Xi had sought to pivot the Chinese economy to have more of a domestic economy, less reliance on export over the last 10 years. Part of that was building a strong middle class, building wealth in the American style of home ownership and other. With these property developers failing, that causes problems in that plan and potentially causes unrest within the Chinese people because their savings are tied up in those developers that are now history.
So the Chinese consumer and the American consumer are of one mind. It's time to tighten the belt and not buy a new iPhone or not buy a new flat screen television. I'm trying to translate all these big numbers. And for China, that's because of the collapse of the property market. For the U.S., that's because of our interest rates. I'm speaking generally. Is that accurate, Chris?
Generally speaking, that's correct. If you look at U.S. consumer credit card debt that's hitting all-time highs, you're starting to see defaults build there. You're seeing a consumer that's stretched. And if you don't absolutely have to have the newest phone, the largest television, push till 24, push till 25. What are those things you can live without? And that's translating to lesser spend in some of these consumer electronics areas, which is not good for China.
The Chinese port business then is down, but they're already past Christmas. They're into springtime. So let's go to Europe, which is facing the third winter of war. Reporting from Berlin, Judy Dempsey and I spoke of the elections in Warsaw, surprise ending to the Law and Justice Party. Donald Tusk is back in government, who's understood in Polish terms to be a moderate on all issues. At the same time, there were two state elections in Germany, both rejecting the status quo ante. The Alternative for Germany did very well. That's the party. Alternative for Deutschland did very well in Bavaria and Hesse, repudiating everyone. They're anti-US, anti-NATO, anti-EU, anti-war, anti-Schultz, anti-Berlin, across the board. That's the biggest economy in Europe, in the European Union. You've traveled in Europe recently across the landscape, including Great Britain, which is no longer in the EU. I report from my understanding, my correspondent in Italy, the Italian economy is slowing down. The Germans seem frustrated and of a third year of war. What was your general understanding of their mood? Because Germans are not consumer driven, they're manufacturing driven.
Yeah, John, the German manufacturing sector is currently very, very, very concerned that if they cannot secure new sources of low-cost energy or open the second Russian pipeline to the south is being discussed now, that German deindustrialization will occur. So they have stretched about as far as they can stretch, but very, very large industrial chemical, other businesses that are dependent on cheap Russian energy are kind of on the bubble. The state's propping them up, keeping them in place. However, if the energy access and cost issue is not solved in 2024, 2025, you may see big failures in those sectors if they cannot get back to profitable production, which is dependent on energy.
The FT is reporting Nokia is laying off 14,000 people and cost cutting. That would be Scandinavia. I know you have business in Scandinavia as well. Is that also slowing down, consumer slowing down?
You're seeing the consumer slow down, but in the Nokia use case, it's probably more of a change of technology than a direct economic indicator, because Nokia builds a lot of the back-end systems that make your cell phones work. So less consumer-driven, but very much an indication of the B2B pressure as a wireless carrier, a Verizon and AT&T, takes the consumer posture of pushing off upgrades to the future if you don't have to do it today.
We come home to America. Right now, Bidenomics depends upon the price of gasoline. I'm told this is news from the Wall Street Journal smart people. And the price of gasoline is not low. It's not high. It's not higher than it was. In California, it's $6 to $7, but that's a different distribution system. The price of gasoline, does that also affect small business, the franchisers, the people you do business with?
Absolutely, John. The biggest thing to contemplate is that if I am a working middle class consumer, the more money I put in my gas tank each week, the less money I have to spend at the local restaurant, at the ballpark, at the movie theater, etc. So it is a de facto tax on that lower to middle class consumer that directly then impacts their behavior in purchasing.
We're told that the student loans are re-engaged to be paid off. We're told that there is going to be a considerable strain to the people who have not had to make payments for a couple of years. Does that show up? Is it too early for that to show up in franchise business, in foot traffic, anything like that, Chris?
Too early thus far, but we'll certainly have an impact later in the year.
Yes. And one more detail about back to the office. The presumption in New York is that no one goes to the office on Friday unless you're cleaning out your desk. That is also true in Washington, I'm told. There's headlines this morning that people are bargaining 3 days a week or you're fired, something like that. Anecdotally, do you hear a big employer still debating whether 3 days a week or 4 days a week? Is that still in the game?
John, I'm hearing big employers and seeing evidence to say that big employers have moved from the challenges they've had with what's called quiet quitting of employees just not working to what they're labeling quiet firing. From time in Canada this week and some anecdotal evidence in the U.S., you're starting to see substantial downsizing, more layoffs, especially in tech, and more people being put out in the street, where companies are tightening the belts for this next recession. And at the employee side, that three-day demand is at their own peril because there are lots of people now willing to work all five in the office.
So the recession word is back in the conversation. Is that correct?
Front and center.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage business and all the major continents with consumers. And this is the Scala Report. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.